So Shulchan Aruch in Aruchayim Siman Tuf Reish Tzadik Hei Sif Dalet Paskins. Chayiv L'Shloich L'Chaver Shtei Monos Basar. You have to send on Purim 2 monos of meat. Oy Shalmine Oichlam other foods. Shneim M'Shloich Monos Ish L'Reihu. Shtei Monos L'Shachid. You're supposed to send 2 monos to one person. Continues the Shulchan Aruch for Kol Amar B'L'Shloich L'Reihim. If somebody sends more Meshubach, it's praiseworthy. Says Ramah, V'yesh l'shloich manas b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. One should send the shalach manas by day, night by night. V'shalach manas l'reyu. And if you send shalach manas, v'en eroitz l'kablam, but the friend refused, the person you sent it to refuses to accept them, or mochala yotza. And just finishes the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh l'chayevs m'metonis l'avyonim v'shloich manas k'ish. A woman is obligated in this mitzvah just like men are. V'yesh tishlach l'isha. A woman should send to women. Ish lish, a man should send to man. Avloi behepach, not vice versa. Our sugyas, shloyove ish lishloich l'almona. You shouldn't come to a situation where a man will send shloich manas to almona, and you end up with a situation, as we're learning in our sugyas, v'yovele de sofi kedushin, av matonas l'avyoinim ein lochush. So, there's a fundamental question in what is the purpose of the mitzvah? What is the time of the mitzvah shalach manas? The Trumas Hadeshin is of the opinion that it's because of a suda, and he bases it on a Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Zayin on the base, where the Gemara says Abai Bar Oven Rav Chanina Bar Oven have a machlof fi sudasayi behadodi. They would exchange each meals with each others, and like that they would be yoytze mitzvah shloich manas. So we see the fact that they had to exchange the meal that they were going to eat, and the fact that the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Rambam, says you should use meat or food, all of that points in the direction that everybody should have enough for Sudas Purim. But the Sefer Menois HaLevi from Shlomo Alkbatz, or Shlomo Alkbatz is the Baal Chadoidi, he says that the reason for Shalach Manas is to bring more Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reyes amongst Klal Yisrael. Because Haman HaRosha said about us, Yesh Am Echad Mefuza Mefayrid. We're a people that don't get along with each other. We're a people that lack unity. And therefore, we want to show that he was wrong. And how do we show it? By giving Shalach Manas. The Pri Chodesh asks a question. He says, we just, at the beginning of our shir, quoted the Ramah, that the Ramah says that if somebody sends somebody else Shalach Manas, and he doesn't want to receive it, he's yoytze the mitzvah. Anyway, ask the Pri Chodesh that, why? Why? How could you be yoytze the mitzvah if you didn't do it? If the person didn't receive the Shalach Manas? So the Chasam Sofer, in the Shalach Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Chelek Aruchayim, Simen, Kuf Tzadik Vav, says that it really depends on the machloikis that we quoted between the Trumas Hadesh and the Menois HaLevi, why is there a mitzvah of Shalach Manas? If we're going to say that the mitzvah is because you want to give everybody enough for their suda, so then the fact that I sent somebody Shalach Manas and he was Meichel, but I at the end didn't send him, that he should have something for the Shalach Manas. But if the reason is to make Ava V'ach for Shalom V'Reyes, so as soon as I send him the Shalach Manas, and that has been accomplished, even though he didn't actually receive it, the halacha is that I was yoytze the mitzvah. The truth is the Mefarshim ask a question on the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer makes a point. He says, if the reason is, like the Trumas Hadeshin, because to make sure that everybody should have the Sudas Purim, so why do you have to send They ask, the Chasam Sofer himself asks, why do you have to send Shalchmanis to a wealthy person? He certainly has enough. And the answer is, Chazal wanted to send Shalchmanis because maybe there's somebody that doesn't have and you don't know that he doesn't have. Or you don't want to embarrass the person that doesn't have and you're sending him because he doesn't have. Like this, he's sending Shalchmanis and everybody receives the Shalchmanis. So if, according to Truman, that's Pshat, so according to Chasam Sofer, what would be if you send Shalach Manas to somebody and he receives it and he doesn't eat it? Does that mean you weren't joy to the mitzvah? And in general, when do we say this concept of Kedei Levayish, Mishain Loi, Kedei Loi Levayish? When do we make this difference? But again, the Chasam Sofer clearly indicates that only according to the man, the Omer, only according to the Nois HaLevi, who says that the reason of Shalach Manas is to make Ava V'Achva, even if the person was Meichel, it's good enough. Another nafkamina will be if the person who I sent Shalach Manas to doesn't know that I am the one that sent the Shalach Manas. If the Vart is like the Truma Sadeshin, that you should send food, that in order that person should have what to eat for the Suda, so it doesn't make difference if he knows who sent it. If, however, the reason is Kedei Laharbis Ava V'Achva V'Shalom V'Reis, so only if he knows that I'm the one that sent it is there that good feeling. If there isn't that knowledge, then you wouldn't have the good feeling. Darach HaShulchan discusses a shaila, what would be if I sent Shalach Manas to someone else and he didn't even know, and before the shliach could have delivered them, he lost them. So the Darach HaShulchan says that even the Ramah would agree that lo yotza, because it never got there. But it could well be that if I let him know that I sent the Shalach Manas, but something beyond my control made that it shouldn't get there, I'll be yotza. If, however, the reason is that he should have a suda, then certainly he doesn't have any food if it didn't get there, and everybody would agree that you're not yoitza. This question is also very relevant. This discussion is also very relevant to another question. The Mefarshim ask a question. Once a year, we have the opportunity to do the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas. So why don't we make a bracha on this mitzvah that comes once a year? So if we're going to follow the opinion of the Mnois HaLevi, that the point of Shalach Manas is to cause good feeling, so that's not something that will certainly happen. Even if I send somebody Shalach Manas, and that doesn't mean he'll feel good because I sent it to him. And therefore, since he won't necessarily feel good about me sending him the Shalach Manas, you can't make a bracha on a situation where you're not certain that you're going to fulfill what the mitzvah wants you to fulfill. Another pshat, why you don't make a bracha, is again, because, and this goes according to both pshatim, any mitzvah that doesn't involve a maisa, you don't make a bracha on. So certainly if we say the entire mitzvah, Shalach Manas, is only to create goodwill, goodwill is not a physical act. And since goodwill is not a physical act, you don't make a bracha. Furthermore, it doesn't necessarily represent when do you make a bracha. You only make a bracha when you are the one that are in total control of the mitzvah. But in a situation where you are not in total control of the mitzvah, the halacha is that you don't make a bracha. And as we're learning now, the bracha, the mitzvah, is not just the nisin. The mitzvah is also from the makabel side. And therefore, the nisin cannot make a bracha. So, the Sefer Erech Shai says a very big chiddush based on the Gemara that we're learning. That the Gemara establishes the fact that our Adam Choshev is willing to receive a gift from me. It is the fact that our Adam Choshev is willing to receive a gift from me. It is an indication that it's as if I received something. That's why, as we explained in our previous year, a woman becomes mekudeshes that way. So the Sefer Erech Shai says that if somebody sent an Adam Choshev Shalach Manas, and he received my Shalach Manas, so not only am I Yoytze the Mitzvah of Shalach Manas, but he also was Yoytze the Mitzvah Shalach Manas. Because the fact that he received my gift is like I received something. With the Svara of our Gemara. But really, that question is very much dependent on the question that we're explaining, what is the reason for Shalach Manas? Because if we indeed explain that the mitzvah of Shalach Manas is based on that the mitzvah of Shalach Manas is based on engendering goodwill. So certainly, if I send somebody Shalach Manas, and the fact that he's an Adam Choshev, that normally doesn't receive gift, and here he was willing to receive my gift, so that is considered that there's goodwill from not only from me to him, but from him to me as well. But if we say that the Vart of Shalach Manas, like the Trumas Hadeshen is, that there should be for Sudas Purim. So if I sent him Shalach Manas, indeed he'll have for Sudas Purim. But I won't have for Sudas Purim. And Shalach Manas, as we're learning, means that it has to go, that the person who receives the Shalach Manas has to physically have something that he received, has to physically have food for the Suda. And that isn't happening here. So even though we have the concept of our Gemara, that the fact that somebody choshev receives from me a gift is considered a factor in halacha, it wouldn't make it enough in this situation. And actually, perhaps, this is connected to another shaila that I saw of Shlomo Kluger in Siman Teif Reish Tzadik Hei discusses as well. He says, what would be the halacha if I send somebody Shalach Manas, and he sends back that very same Shalach Manas, and my yoytze the mitzvah? So he says, the poskim want to bring a raya that you're not yoytze the mitzvah. It goes back to a Gemara that we quoted earlier in our shiur. The Gemara says, Abaye bar Ovin, Rav Chinana bar Ovin, Machlevis Sedusai La'adodi. They used to exchange the sudas. And as the Rishayim explained them, they were both extremely poor. And they didn't have enough money to have a Sudas Purim and also send Shalach Manas. But what did they do? So they each had just enough of their own meal. So Reuven gave Shimon his meal and Shimon gave Reuven his meal. And the question is, why did they have to switch Sudas? Couldn't have Reuven sent Shimon Reuven's meal, and Shimon should send back Reuven the very same meal? From here we see that isn't good enough. So why? Because if we learn the pshat is that you should have for the Sudas Purim. So now, yes, if I send him a meal and he sends him back the same meal, so both of us at the end of the day have Sudas Purim, and that was, we were yoytze the mitzvah. But that's not what Shalach Manas is all about. Because as the Manas Levi says, Shalach Manas is lahar b'sholem v'reyus. And if Mahar B'Shalom V'Reyes, if I'm going to get the same meal that I sent, that isn't being Arba Av B'Shalom V'Reyes. And therefore, the halacha is that they had a Nechlefi Sudasayu. I actually saw that Rabbi Avadya Yosef, in his Sefer Chazoyin Avadya on Purim, discusses the Shaila, and he says, when he discusses Shilchus Shalach Manas and Sif Yud Zayin, he says, Hashoyleach Manas L'Adam Choshev, if you send Shalach Manas to Adam Choshev, Ein Oysa Mekabel Yotzi Dei Choyves Mishloach Manas B'Kabalosoi, the fact that he was willing to accept my Shalach Manas doesn't mean that he was Yotzi the mitzvah of giving Shalach Manas. So he says again that the mitzvah shalach manas requires that there should be fesudas purim. And if I send shalach manas, so the person who receives my shalach manas has indeed food for the sudas purim. But if I don't receive anything tangible in return, I don't have anything for the sudas purim. And the mitzvah shalach manas is that I should have food for the sudas purim. Based on this also, we clearly see that l'chatchila, one should use for shalach manas food that's edible by the sudas purim.